I'm really sorry. I live way out in the in the forest, so to speak.
No problem. No problem. That's okay.
And my I have very poor phone service here. I live on a lake in the woods, and the slightest thing can cause a disconnection. So I'm not hanging up on you. I hope you don't think that.
No, that's not a problem. I can understand.
Okay, so it's Gnome Publishing, Gnome, and I have heard of you. I probably the rather. I'm not sure if I had communication with your company.
As well, we have 4.5 rating on Trustpilot out of 5. I will share all the links with you on the email.
I would really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Because I do have other books in mind, and I think $4,500 was a lot of money.
Yeah, I personally think that as well, because $4,500 for one book publishing is too much.
One small book. We're talking about a small children's book. And they're charging me, let me just tell you, even after paying them $4,500, they're taking $7.92 out of every book sale.
Okay, so they are also taking royalties?
Well, they're not taking royalties. They're charging me the cost of printing a book, and they're printing on demand. So they're not printing 500 or 1,000 books ahead of time. They're only printing on demand so that the books are not just sitting somewhere. So because of that, rather than paying $3 or $4 per book, I'm paying $7.92 per book. So they're selling to the book outlets like Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Walmart, Bookreads.
All
of those places. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All of that, yeah. We also
so they sell the books. Right. They sell those books at 45 or 55% of the retail price. My retail price is $19.95. But they sell to those outlets. So those outlets will make money when they sell.
Yeah.
So they're paying 45 or 55%, selling for $19.95. They're making $7 or so per book. I'm making $3 per book.
But the question is, are you making money out of it as of now? Are you satisfied?
I'm making $3 per sale.
And is your book doing good sales?
Well, they only send me I only get a quarterly report, and I only got on 7 days before the end of the first quarter. First quarter ended March 31st. My book was released on February 21st, but it was not available till toward the end of March. So I only had 7 days of sales when they cut off the quarter.
Okay.
I had less than 100 sales in 1 week. Now I won't have another report till the next quarter ends, June 30th.
Okay, what we do is we guarantee our customers 250% ROI, which is 250% return of investment. Like, for instance, if you invest $1,000, you will be getting $2,500 in back, which is $1,500 profit.
Well, that really sounds good. How long have you been in business?
We have been in this business for the past 12 years, but I am personally in this job for like, I am just a customer service here, and I am doing this job for the past 3 years.
Okay. And are the books printed here in the United States, or are they printed in China?
Sorry?
Are the books printed here in the United States, or are they printed overseas?
No, they are printed in USA, yeah.
In the USA.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you caught me at a kind of a busy time. I have a few people here in the other room.
So sorry for disturbing you, Danny.
No problem. But if you could send me some information, I will get back to you. I will review the information and get back to you.
As soon as I just put down the receiver, I will just start typing your email and just give you all the details about the marketing. And, yeah, that's pretty much it.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And your first name again?
This is Carl. C-A-R-L. Carl Best.
Carl. Okay. And you'll have that name on the email?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll be watching for it, Carl, and you're very pleasant. I appreciate speaking with you.
Right.
And maybe we can...
You, and
do some business in the future, in the very near future.
I wish you best of luck for your book as well in the future. I wish you make money out of it, make fortunes out of it.
Well, that would be really nice, because that's not the way this other thing is working out. I did submit my manuscript to 5 or 6 or 7 places. All of them accepted it, and that's kind of strange. You know, it's like, I don't know. They say they don't accept every manuscript, but and I believe they don't. I started with Dorrance. Are you familiar with Dorrance?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
Are you familiar with... I started with Dorrance, D-O-R-R-A-N-C-E, and they accepted the manuscript. And then Simon & Schuster, which is a well-known name, and I thought they were a traditional publisher, but they accepted the manuscript, but come to find out that they were doing business under the umbrella of Simon & Schuster, and they weren't the traditional publisher. And they were even more... Let me just tell you that Dorrance charges $7,100 to do the same children's book. So the $4,500 seemed like a good deal. It was also accepted by Fulton in Pennsylvania, F-U-L-T-O-N. These are all hybrid publishers.
Okay.
And they were more expensive than Newman Springs also. So I'm not sure why they have to be so expensive and you're able to offer the same kind of service for a lot less.
Price is low because we are offering 50% off for this month. And the things you have told me before, like you are already writing some more books as well, that shows you must be an incredible writer because you have already written one book and you are selling it and you are writing in books for the future as well. And I hope that we will publish it for you and our journey goes well.
Okay, well, you're giving me some encouragement. And I kind of need some encouragement right now. So I appreciate your call. I'll watch for the email, and we'll be talking soon.
Perfect.
Okay?
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you, Carl. All right. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.